June is Pride Month, and today we're going to look at the workplace. Nationally, about 1 in 4 transgender people say they've lost a job because of biases against them. Far more, about 3/4, say they've experienced some form of discrimination. Valley Public Radio's Monica Velez has this story about why it's difficult for some transgender people in the Valley to find jobs.
Michaela Argon picks up a tube of peach-colored foundation, squeezes out the liquid on a makeup sponge, and starts brushing it on in front of a mirror.
This is what my ritual would be when I get home from a day being masculine me and working to fix the computer issues of the day.
Argon works in tech and identifies as non-binary. That means you're not exclusively masculine or feminine.
My pronouns are they, them. Okay, I go by they, them pronouns primarily because it feels the most comfortable in my situation of presenting both masculine and feminine.
And Argon is taking hormones to look more feminine. Argon says in the past, being non-binary has not been easy when it comes to finding a job.
I got to a final interview with a local company that I really thought was interesting and I could see myself developing my career with. And it was about that same time that I got a notification in my email that said my LinkedIn profile had been viewed 26 times.
Argon says the people viewing the profile were recruiters from the company. Argon looked feminine in the profile picture, but in the interviews, Argon was dressed masculine.
When I went into the interview, I just felt that the conversations and the tone, it felt a little different. I could just, I don't know. That was just, I could be wrong, but I was being kind of observant, and that's how I felt.
Dana Galanti, the transgender program coordinator at the Source LGBTQ Plus Center in Visalia, says many people who are transitioning in the Valley have similar experiences.
Most trans people are afraid to even go start looking for a job because, especially around here, because they know, you know, there's a pretty high percentage that are not going to be accepting of who they are and who they are and how they look and you know, what their names are.
She says some companies in bigger cities like Los Angeles or San Francisco are more open about hiring transgender people.
The specific word, we are safe, we are trans friendly, that takes away a whole level of fear for these kids and adults. So yeah, I think it makes a big difference.
But in more rural areas, businesses might be hesitant to do that because of the potential backlash from consumers. Galanti says she knows some transgender people who have moved out of the Valley because it's easier to find jobs. And at least one transgender woman in Fresno has filed a workplace discrimination lawsuit.
My mental health is just kind of deteriorating.
That's Maddie Wade. She filed a lawsuit against Starbucks and her former store manager, Dustin Guthrie, in May. The lawsuit states that after about a year of working at the Herndon and Milburn Starbucks, Wade told Guthrie and her coworkers she was transitioning into a woman. She asked people to call her Maddie and use she, her pronouns. Wade says everyone but Guthrie respected that.
He continued to call me Matt and dude and bro and just never, not even once called me Maddie or her or anything like that.
Wade says Guthrie told her he had a hard time wrapping his head around her transition. About a month later, Wade says Guthrie started cutting her hours and stopped training her to be a store manager. She says he also tried to pressure her to step down from her supervisor position. And she says she tried talking to him about it multiple times.
During those conversations, he kind of just brushed off my concerns and nothing ever changed. So eventually I asked for a transfer to another location.
Wade claims she was discriminated against by Guthrie because she was transgender. She says she tried to talk to the district manager and her new store manager, but nothing was done.
From there on, I realized that nobody was taking it seriously at all. And shortly thereafter, I resigned from my position.
Arnold Peter, Wade's attorney, says Starbucks is known for its progressive policies that protect its transgender employees.
Particularly in this case, you know, it's really ironic and unfortunate that an otherwise extremely progressive employer, such as Starbucks, wasn't able to live up to not only their own policies and procedures, but, you know, just generally individuals' rights to express their gender.
This month, a judge issued a tentative ruling saying Starbucks did not intentionally discriminate against Wade because of her gender. But at a hearing, Peter made a counterargument, and the judge decided to review the evidence again.
And there's no state or federal case that specifically addresses the question in this case, which is, does intentional misgendering constitute harassment and discrimination under the employment laws?
Starbucks spokesperson Reggie Borges says the company has a long history of supporting the LGBTQ community. He says the company agrees that intentional misgendering is a form of discrimination, but he says there's no proof that Guthrie discriminated against or harassed Wade. Guthrie and his lawyer did not respond to a request for comment. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.